cattle futures finished firmly higher week to week. Besides heavier carcasses, more days on feed continue to increase the number, grading choice, and prime. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended last week generally $1 to $2 higher on a live basis at $97 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $100 in Nebraska, $98 in Colorado, and at $101 to $102 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $2 higher at $160. Through Thursday, the average 5-area direct-weighted steer price was $98.49 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.26 more than the previous week, but $15.48 less than the same time last year. The average dressed steer price of $160.02 was $1.92 higher than the previous week, but $24.49 less than the previous year. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.01 higher on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.81 higher. Along with firming wholesale beef values, support included a more positive weekly export outlook. U.S. beef export net sales for the week of July 23rd totaled 29,500 metric tons, up 89% from the previous week, up 81% from the previous four-week average, and the high for the market year so far. That's according to the U.S. export sales report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. AMS analysts note the weaker U.S. dollar is helping exports, with the dollar index at its lowest level in 2 years. There are still plenty of backlog market-ready fed cattle to work through, but Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, calculated estimates of cattle on feed for more than 120 days to have declined by 160,000 head since May. That was in his early week market comments. Estimated total cattle slaughter for the week ending August 1st was 638,000 head, which was 8,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 5,000 more than the same week last year. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 18.4 million head is 1.02 million head fewer, or 5.26% less than last year. At this point in the game, it would appear the summer low is in for finished cattle, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. If so, he says that likely means prices grinding slowly higher, with Labor Day the only grilling holiday left, and December festivities several months down the road. Although it's difficult to predict how strong fed cattle prices will be, he says there's a chance of reaching $115 in December. Calf prices continued to move contra-seasonally last week, seeking post-COVID fundamental levels, while strong demand continued for yearlings with more optimism for fed cattle values. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady to $4 a hundredweight higher, with the most advance on yearlings weighing more than 800 pounds, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Griffith says calf prices are holding their own, but most likely due to how low prices were in the spring. It's not that calf prices are strong, he says, but that prices are simply trying to find where they should be, given today's market. He expects increased price pressure towards the end of summer and moving into the fall months. As for feeder cattle, Griffith says there's plenty of market optimism, but suggests producers should take advantage of the marketing opportunity being made available to them currently. If the cattle will make money today, then move them, he suggests. If the cattle need a few more days of growing, then, he says, try to forward contract them. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.63 higher on Friday. Week to week, they were $3.34 higher, supported by the outlook for favorable corn prices. AMS analysts note big crops usually get bigger, and with corn conditions improving this time of year, yields will likely improve, keeping the corn market under pressure regardless of demand. Consequently, they say, many producers are eyeballing the incentive to walk a lot of their corn to town. Corn crop progress is ahead of last year and the five-year average, with 72% rated in good or excellent condition, according to the latest USDA crop progress report. Corn futures were an average of 7 cents lower through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday at the end of a volatile session, but supported by bullish quarterly earnings posted by big tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 114 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 24 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 157 points. Choice boxed beef cutout value closed higher week to week for the second consecutive week, suggesting the price ebb is established and the market will proceed along more fundamental lines. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.49 higher week to week on Friday at $203.26 a hundredweight. Select, though, was 74 cents lower at $189.39. Griffith points out, compared to last year, federally inspected beef production has been above year-ago levels since the second week of June, while federally inspected cattle slaughter is down nearly 70,000 head over the same time frame. That speaks to more days on feed and heavier carcass weights due to the backlog of fed cattle. For the week ending July 18th, the average dressed steer weight was 899 pounds, which was 3 pounds less than the prior week, but 33 pounds more than the same week a year earlier, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 829 pounds was the same as a week earlier, but 34 pounds heavier than the prior year. At the same time, the percentage of fed cattle grading choice and prime continues to grow relative to the same time last year. Griffith notes only 0.7% more cattle graded choice through the first 23 weeks of this year compared to that same time in 2019, but 2.4% more graded choice year over year during the past 6 weeks. More broadly, according to weekly USDA National Steer and Heifer Estimated Grading Percent reports, from the week ending May 2nd through the week ending July 18th, 70.6% to 73.6% graded choice each week, compared to 69.6% to 71.6% for the same weeks last year. For the same period of time this year, carcasses grading choice and prime combined ranged from 81.9% to 84.3% each week, compared to 77.1% to 78.8% last year. According to Griffith, this year-over-year increase in grading is likely to continue through the end of the year, which means more choice beef on the market. In turn, that may keep the choice select spread in check for the next several months compared to last year's wide spread. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.